Hello, this is Rafi Abu Khalil from the Middle East.
好，大家好，我是从中东来的 Rafi.
My wife Cindy and I were serving the Lord to reach out to the Arabic-speaking Muslims with the gospel.
那我和我的太太 Cindy， 我们是在阿拉伯世界当中用福音来向他们来传讲。
First of all, I would like to say a big thank you very much for River of Life Christian Church.
首先我真的要说非常的感谢生命和灵粮堂。
You've been very faithful through your giving and prayer support over the years.
你们忠心的带导和金钱上的帮助要为这些来感谢。
Once we received the call from the Lord, you are the first group of people adopted and sponsored us.
自从我们从神领受这样一个呼召以来，你们是第一批支持我们的人。
And, I would like to say that we are sent with Pioneers International to serve the Lord over the Middle East.
那我要讲说我们跟这个 Pioneers 啊这个宣教机构一起来在中东服事主。
And Pioneers mission statement mobilized teams to glorify God among the unreached people groups by initiating church planting movements in partnership with the local churches.
那 Pioneers 这个宣教机构呢，它主要就是来建立一些团队哈。借由与一些教会合作来做职堂的工作，特别在一些福音未得未得的这些未得之名当中。
We try to reach out to the most difficult countries like Saudi Arabia, Libya, when it is extremely difficult to share the good news with Muslims.
所以我们进到一些可以讲是最困难的国家，包括在沙特阿拉伯跟利比亚。
So how we can do that is through the use of media.
所以我们怎么样来向他们传福音呢？就是借由媒体。
And how it works, we are doing that through running media campaigns all over the Arab world.
那我们能够我们是借由一些这种媒体的一些一些运动，或者说媒体的一些活动，能够来接触他们。
Our media ministry is called Ma'arifa, which it means knowledge.
那我们的事工叫做 Ma'arifa， 意思就是知识。
And basically, we try every campaign, we target a specific group of Muslims somewhere in the Arab world.
所以呢，我们常常在有这样一个行动的时候呢，我们是特别会针对整个阿拉伯世界的某个穆斯林的族群。
And we study the main need within that group and try to cover that need through a production of video.
所以我们就呢来研究这个族群的人的一个最大的需要是什么，然后尝试借由一些影片的制作来对这样的需要进行一些回应。
And here, after they watch the video, we encourage them to fill out a small or a short survey or questionnaire.
所以当他们看完我们像这个 PowerPoint 上面视频之后呢，我们就会请他们填一个表，就像在那个 PowerPoint 上面下面的那个表。
Right after that, we encourage our audience to take an action, to go for a further step with us.
那我们呢当下就会鼓励我们的观众能够好像再进一步。
And that will enable us to interact with so many Muslims in the Arab world.
那就是呢，能够让我们借由这样的方式，我们就能够跟许多的阿拉伯回教徒们来互动。
And we use websites, video, social media, web applications, and live chat.
那我们用网站、用影片、用一些社交传媒、用一些网络的程序，还有一些通讯软体。
Something like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and so on.
就像这些Twitter Facebook Instagram 等等等等。
And every media campaign, we spend a lot of money to provide e-marketing so we can get the word out among the Muslim people.
当我们有这样的一种行动的时候呢，我们也花很多钱在广告上面，好让我们的行动能够接触到更多的人。
And this is our friend who is a Muslim scholar in the Middle East is called.Mazen.
那这是我们的朋友他的名字叫 Mazen. 那他本来是一个回教的学者。
He is well known in the community as an imam in a mosque.
那他在他所处的社区当中被认为是他们回教的这个律法师。
Very devoted Muslim.
是一个非常虔诚的回教徒。
He got his education from the biggest reputable Muslim university in the whole Middle East.
那他曾经受教于在整个中东里面最大最出名的回教的大学。
And he memorized the Quran from end to end.
那他可以把整本可兰经背下来。
While he was preparing his sermon to preach at the mosque, he discovered there is some contradiction in the Quran.
那有一次，当他在他的回教堂里面在预备他的信息的时候，他好像发现这个他的《可兰经》里面有些前后矛盾的地方。
That creates a lot of questions in his mind.
那在他心中就产生了很多的疑问。
He went to his boss and asked him.What is I should really believe in, the first chapter or the other chapter?
所以他就去找到比他更资深的人，就问他说：“我到底应该相信哪一个呢？是相信《可兰经》的第一章呢，还是另外一处的章文呢？经文呢？”
His boss said, "Mazin, in Islam, we don't ask questions."
那他的上司或比他资深的人啊，就跟他讲说：“嘿，马正，我们在回教当中，我们是不问问题的。”
What you read in the Quran, memorize it and say it as it is, and don't ask questions.
那我们回教的做法就是啊，你这个朗读《可兰经》，你背诵《可兰经》，你照这来念，不要问任何问题。
So he went back to his office and started to study, prepare for his sermon.Week after week, and he facing the same problem over and over and over.
于是他就回到他的办公室，准备他的信息，然后每一周周而复始，他就面对他心中与日俱增的一些问题。
Then finally, he went to his boss and he told him, "If you don't know the answer, just say it. Otherwise, I cannot preach in a mosque, and I don't understand what I'm talking about."
那终于啊，他受不了，他就到他上司那里说：“如果你真的不知道答案，你就最少告诉我你不知道吧，不然我实在没有办法继续这样子下去，因为每一周我在讲，我也不知道应该信什么，我也不知道我讲的是什么。”
That led Mazin to leave his job as an imam in a mosque, and he gave up.
所以呢，最后呢，这个 Mazin 他就离开了他这个回教律法师的这样的一个身份职位，甚至也离开了回教。
Well.After that, he went online to search where can I find the true God.
然后他就到网络上去寻找，说我可以怎么样找到真神呢？
And then he came up to our main website, marifa.org.
然后就来到了我们的网站 marifa.org.
He started to read a lot about the Christian faith.
他就开始读到许多有关基督教信仰的事情。
He called us on the phone and he said, "I would like to meet someone face to face."
他就打电话到我们办公室，就告诉我们说：“我想要面对面的见你们的人。”
We met with him once a week over the course of 6 months.
我们在接下来半年的时间，我们每个礼拜跟他碰面一次。
Every time we tried to encourage him to make a decision to follow Jesus, he said no.
每一次我们都问他：“你要不要决志相信跟随耶稣啊？”他都说不。
One day he called us over the phone and he said, "I would like to meet someone."Immediately now, can you send someone?
那有一天他打电话给我们，就说：“哎，我现在马上立刻就想要见你们当中的其中一个人，你可不可以帮我安排一个人来跟我碰面？”
And then he asked one question: Can you tell me more? Who is Jesus?
那他就问了一个问题，说：“你可不可以告诉我到底谁是耶稣？耶稣是谁？”
We opened the Bible. We tried to share, explain to this man.Who is Jesus?
我们打开我们的圣经，就尝试向这个人来解释耶稣是谁。
Suddenly, he started to cry, tears coming out of his eyes.
忽然间就开始哭啊，哭泣，不断的哭泣。
We said to him, "Mazin, what happened? Why you are different today?"
我们就问他说 ，Mazin， 发生什么事？你今天不太一样哦。
He said, "This is what happened yesterday."
他说这是昨天所发生的事。
I went to the hospital to visit my best friend.That I discovered he got so sick and he's dying in the hospital.
那我昨天到医院去拜访我一个朋友，那我才发现说他其实病得很严重，马上就要死了。
And everybody in the hospital said he's dying very, very soon.
那在医院里，所有人都说他很快很快就要死了。
He went to the emergency room and he was alone with his friend, and he decided to do something different.
那他就跟他的朋友啊，在急诊室当中，他就做了一个跟平常不太一样的事。
He said, "In the last 6 months, I got to know that Jesus raised from the dead, and he healed the sick."
然后他就告诉他的朋友说，过去六个月啊，我听到有一个叫耶稣的人，他曾经从死里复活，而且也能够医治病人，叫病人死里复活。
Today, I'm going to pray for healing for my friend who is dying.But this time it will be in the name of Jesus.
他说这次我要为你我的朋友来祷告，但这次我要奉耶稣的名为你祷告。
And then he left the hospital, went back home.
然后他就离开医院，就回到自己的家。
At that same night, his dying friend picked up the phone and he called Mazen.
当天晚上，他那个本来快死掉的朋友就打电话给 Mazen.
He said, "It must be a miracle."From God that He healed me. All the doctors and nurses, they don't understand what happened, but it looks like I am a new person now. I am totally healed.
他就告诉 Mazen 说，我想一定是从神而来的一个神迹啊。所有的医生护士没有办法解释，但是我就像是一个全新不同的人一样，我已经完全得着医治了。
He said in the coffee shop, "I know."Jesus is really the only true God.
那这个 Mazen 就在咖啡厅里面告诉我们说，哎，我现在真的知道耶稣是那唯一的真神。
He said, "I lived all my life believing in a big lie called Islam."
他说我这一生都活在一个很大谎言里面，就叫回教。
Can you help me today? How can I become a follower of Christ?
你能否帮助我，让我成为一个跟随基督的人呢？
He prayed with us and he gave his life to the Lord.
他就跟我们一起祷告，然后把他生命献给耶稣。
Mazen did something really strange. He went back to school and he studied at the same Islamic university, but something different. He wanted to study engineering.
那接下来做一件很不同的事情，他回到他原本读书的那个回教的大学，但这次他去读了是理工科。
He joined immediately a Bible group with our team members.
他马上就加入了一个查经班。
Every week he learned something from the Bible. He went back to school and he formed 5 Bible groups among Muslim people at the university in different days to teach them the same thing he learned at the Bible group.
他跟我们有一个查经班，然后他回到他那个校园里面呢，就开始了5个查经班。所以每个礼拜呢，在不同时在不同他开始的查经班里面，他就跟他们分享在那个我们的查经班里面他所学到的真理。
He was able to share the gospel inside the biggest Islamic university in the whole Middle East.
所以换言之啊，他就有这样的机会在全中东最大的回教的大学里面来传扬主的福音。
At the university, his friend get to know about his conversion. He told the university and his family.
那终于他的朋友，他有个朋友发现这件事情，就把这件事情告诉了学校。
They start to persecute him, asking him to go back to Islam, and he refused.
那于是呢，他们就开始逼迫他，要他回到回教，但是他拒绝了。
That is the story of Mazen.
那这就是 Mazen 的故事。
And In the Middle East, we found that the more we get new Christians, they became passionate for the Lord and they want to learn about Him and be involved in mission.
那我们发现一件事啊，就是你在回教世界里面呢，当人认识耶稣之后，他很容易对耶稣非常的委身，而且呢，他会想要参与在事工当中。
This is a picture of our mission training program that lasts for 9 months.
这个是我们一个为期九个月的一个宣教训练学校。
In the last 3 years, we have been training more than 110 national Arab Christians on missions.
然后在过去3年当中，我们总共培训了超过110位本地的阿拉伯的基督徒能够为主做宣教的工作。
people after that, they said, we would love to serve the Lord for long term.
那之后呢，有些人就会告诉我们说，他们想要长期的来侍奉主。
Because of that, we start a mobilization base for pioneers in the Middle East.
那因为这样呢，我们就开始了一个叫做pioneer 到这个中东去。
So far, we have about 28 Arab Christians serving the Lord in Iraq, Egypt, Sudan, and United Arab Emirates.
所以呢，至今我们有28位同工在四个国家里面来服侍主，包括苏丹。
And this story of Muhammad, it tells us how can we use media with the national Arab missionaries serving in the field.
所以接下来我们看到这个穆罕默德的故事，他就告诉我们怎么样能够用媒体啊，怎么样能够使用媒体，能够在中东来传扬主的福音。
Muhammad is a Muslim man from Darfur, Sudan.
那穆罕默德是从苏丹来的一个人，一个回教徒。
And you know there is a local war in Sudan that the former president Bashir is a Muslim leader, sending Muslim troops, killing Muslim citizens in Darfur.
苏丹呢其实长期在一个内战里面，他们的前任的总统啊，就差遣了他们的军队去屠杀穆斯林。
So Muslims are killing other Muslims. He came and he said that must be something wrong about Islam.
换言之，这是一个回教徒屠杀回教徒的状况。所以这个穆罕默德呢，就说，那可见回教一定有问题了，不然怎么会这样子呢？
Life became so difficult for Muhammad in Darfur, so he escaped and went to Egypt.
那穆罕默德的生活过得，因为战乱的缘故，变得非常困难，最终他就离开了苏丹，到埃及去。
He was searching in Egypt about where can I find the true faith that comes from God.
那他就想要寻找说，到底怎么样能够得着一个从神而来的信心。
So he found us on the internet and he started conversation with us for a couple of weeks.
那他就在网络上找到我们，就跟我们有一些谈话。
Muhammad asked to meet someone from our team face to face on the ground.
那穆罕默德就想要跟我们的人面对面的来谈话。
And he met with our member here in this photo that he's giving us his back.
那他就跟这个照片中只有背影的这个人碰面了。
Once he met, spent 4 hours in a coffee shop only asking questions about the Christian faith.
所以他就花了四个小时在咖啡厅啊，在问有关基督教信仰的问题。
Then our friend said to him, I cannot answer all these questions today. Why you don't come and join our Bible study group and you will see by yourself the answers for all your questions.
那终于呢，这个人就跟穆罕默德说，我实在没有办法回答你所有的问题，但是呢，好不好你加入我们的查经班呢，那慢慢的你就会发现这些问题的答案。
When he opened the Bible every week with another group of people,At week number 4, he started to cry and he said, Now I know who Jesus is. I want to follow him.
所以每个礼拜呢，他就参加那个查经班了。到第四周的时候，他就被感动，他掉眼泪，他就说，我要来跟随耶稣。
Well, he became born again Christian.
他就重生得救。
All what he wants to do now is to read the Arabic Bible and watch Christian programs on the TV.
他就读阿拉伯语的圣经，然后在电视上常常看基督教节目。
Remember that he is married and he has 3 children.
他其实已婚，而且有3个孩子。
Every time his wife seeing him reading the Bible or watching the Christian program, she got so mad at him.
那每一次他的太太啊，看到他在读阿拉伯语的圣经，或者在看一些基督教的这种电视节目的时候，他就非常生气。
One day she screamed at him, Muhammad, you have to stop reading the Bible.
有一天呢，他就对这个穆罕默德大叫说，穆罕默德，你需要停止来读圣经啊。
Then she started to threaten him. She's coming from a very fanatic Muslim background.
那 他就开始来恐吓他的先生，他其实从一个比较激进的、回教的背景来。
And then he didn't answer her. And she threw him. She said, okay, I'm going to call the rest of the family. They're going to go after you and they're going to kill you if they get to know that you became Christian.
那既然他先生不愿意、不愿妥协、他就说好吧，那我就把你成为基督徒的事情告诉我 全家族，他们就会来追杀你。
Muhammad looked at his wife and told her, this is the Bible that teaches me to marry only one wife, not four, as in Islam.
那 Muhammad 就拿着圣经就跟他讲，是这本圣经教导我说只能够娶一个太太，而不是像回教所说的四个太太。
The Bible teaches me to be faithful no matter what you do to me.
那 圣经教导我，我要对你忠心、无论你对我做什么事。
The Bible teaches me to love you as you are.
圣经教导我说要按照你的本相来爱你。
Then his wife looked at him and she said, Muhammad, keep reading the Bible.
他太太就看着他说，穆罕默德，请你继续读圣经。
Then his wife, one day, she started to dream a dream at night that Jesus coming to her holding the cross and said her name, Hand, you're on the right path. Come and follow me.
所以呢、有一天、他太太就做了一个梦，梦中呢好像耶稣再来了，然后耶稣 就跟他讲说，嘿，你在那个对的道路上，你要来跟随我。
Then she met one of our leaders in the ministry and she explained to her about the dream. And she said, is that Jesus wants me to follow him and be a Christian?
所以呢他就跟我们的一个施工领袖碰面了，然后就问我们的施工领袖说，这意思是不是、耶稣要我成为他的门徒呢？
Our leader said, yes.That is Jesus wants you to follow him.
我们领袖说是啊，那就是耶稣，而且耶稣要你跟随他。
She said, I don't know anything about the Christian faith, but I'm going to make a sign. If I keep dreaming next week the same dream over and over, it will be a confirmation that God wants me to follow him.
所以穆罕默德太太 就说、但是我不认识谁是耶稣，不然这样子好了。那如果接下来一个礼拜我不断的一直梦到同样的梦，我就知道是耶稣要我跟随他。
Well, the following week, he and his wife start to dream the same dream over and over.
结果接下来的一个礼拜呢、穆罕默德太太 Han 他就不断 的做梦，梦到同一个梦。
Well, Han decided to join the Bible study group that her husband is already attending every week.
所以呢，这 Han 就决定要加入到他先生、已经参与的那个查经班。
They were studying the Sermon on the Mountain on that Bible group.
那时候他们在读这个登山宝训。
She was so fascinated with what the teaching of Christ.
她就很惊讶于这个耶稣基督的教导。
Few months later, she said, "I want to follow Jesus like my husband."
几个月后，她说：“我要像我的先生那样来跟随耶稣。”
And the whole household after that became born again Christian.
那他们全家就成了重生得救的基督徒。
It was so wonderful to attend the baptism of Muhammad, his wife, and two children.
你知道我们后来就参加了这穆罕默德他太太还有两个小孩的洗礼。
Muhammad is really he doesn't have high education.
穆罕默德没有受过许多高深的教育。
He barely can read and write.
他其实勉强能够读跟写。
But the Lord gave him the gift of evangelism.
但是主就把传福音的恩赐给了他。
He works for, in a coffee shop.
他在一个咖啡厅当中工作。
Every client comes to the coffee shop, Muhammad has to share the faith with him.
那每一个来到咖啡厅的人啊，穆罕默德都跟他分享信仰的信息。
They decided to open their home for the firstchurch among the refugees from Sudan in Egypt.
那他们就开放他们的家庭啊，成为第一个在埃及的苏丹难民的第一间教会。
For this family, they started four house churches in Egypt.
啊，这一家后来在埃及啊，开始了四间教会。
It was so remarkable to see how the Lord is using.Hind and Muhammad and to reach out to so many refugees, Muslims in the country of Egypt.
神如何使用他们在埃及接触各个、难民、实在是令人讶异的。
I would like to share with you some numbers for those who like numbers.
所以对于那些喜欢数字的人，我现在跟你讲一点数字。
This year, from the beginning of January until end of September,
所以今年从一月到九月间
，we got more than 500,000 visiting our website and spending considerable amount of time there.
其实我们、啊、有超过500,000人、啊、能够 到过我们的网站，在我们网站上停留一段时间。
In the last 9 months, the Lord gave us new Christians more than 200 people.
主给了我们超过200个人是、啊、重生，是得救的，成为基督徒的。
We get a total baptism of 56 people.
当中有56个人已经受洗。
And we have active contacts about 10,500 that are in touch with us all the time.
我们跟差不多有10,000人是。是能够、啊、实际的、啊、常常的在联络的。
19,000 download of the Bibles and other Christian material.
那些、那些、圣经、阿拉伯语圣经和其他基督徒刊物的下载。
Brothers and sisters, these are high numbers when it happened in closed countries among Arabs in the Middle East and North Africa.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你看到这些数字在非常封闭的回教世界当中是属于非常高的数字。
Convert Muslims cannot go to a regular church because if the government get to know about them, they're going to be thrown in prison.
你知道，对很多那里基督徒来讲，他们并没有办法到一个教会去，因为如果万一政府发现了，他们就要坐牢了。
So we start to confirm house.Churches are for them.
所以呢，我们为了他们，我们就开始一些家庭教会。
Now we have 58 house churches between Egypt and Sudan.
现在呢，在埃及跟苏丹当中有58个家庭教会。
Some of these people went to the field, to the mission field, which is about 28 members.
同时，我们也差派出去28位宣教士在工厂上。
I would like to share with you some prayer requests.
我想要跟你分享一些代祷事项。
Please pray so we can identify and engage with the true seekers in the Arab world.
首先，请为我们祷告，使我们能够在阿拉伯世界当中能够认识啊这些真正想要寻求主，而且跟他们有一些有意义的互动。
Please pray for safety as we meet contacts face to face in the whole Arab world.
请为我们祷告，当我们在阿拉伯世界与这些慕道友面对面碰面在一起的时候，我们是安全的。
Please pray for multiplication of the house churches. We would love to see a movement of house churches happening all over the Arab world.
请为我们祷告，我们希望、我们希望这些家庭教会能够倍增。我们实在是希望看到在、在整个阿拉伯世界当中会有一个职堂的运动。
Muslims, when they convert to Christianity and follow Jesus, they face severe persecution.
你知道 当这回教徒、他们改变他们信仰跟随耶稣，他们是面对极大的逼迫。
Their family disown them.
他们的家人是会把他们逐出家门的。
They lose their jobs.
他们会失去他们的工作的。
A divorce happened between spouses, husband and wife.
那时候夫妻会因此离异、啊。
Because they became follower of Christ.
因为他们成为跟随基督的人。
Please pray for God's protection and provision.For new believers,
这请祷告神的保护还有供应在这些初信者身上。
They are facing a lot.
他们真的面对太多了。
At the end, again, thank you very much, River of Life Christian Church.
最后，生命和灵粮堂真的很感谢你们。
You are part of what God is doing over the Arab world.
你们与神在阿拉伯世界上所做的工作是有份的。
The word of God is reaching so many Arabs.
神的话正在接触许多的阿拉伯人。
Some people became followers of Christ.
有一些人成为基督的跟随者。
And there is more churches has been planted among Muslims.
那在回教徒当中也建立了许多教会。
This is because of you.
这是因为你。
God bless you.
上帝祝福你。